funny. My dad had it for me when I got home, and I walked in. I was like, oh, what the heck? And I was trying to go back to remember that, and I was like, did I jump in Marcel? But I think it was one of those things, right, when I saw Marcel, it was just that old Buffalo memories. It was just awesome.
Try to start with negative, but you couldn't get a lot going in that first half on Sunday. Was it field position?
I think it was kind of a combination of a lot of things. You know, we went into that game and we knew, if we didn't turn the ball over, we were going to have a great chance to win the game. So we wanted to be really efficient. The win was a little more of a factor than I had anticipated. I think going on the first quarter, kind of going down there, we just had a couple opportunities that we just missed, whether it was a missed pickup or a drop or something like that. We had those chances and we just kind of missed them. And that's kind of how the game goes sometimes. You got to keep on rolling.
Is it hard to try new things when you know what works and what doesn't work already?
No, I always like trying new things. I mean, you always want to kind of spice it up every now and then and see some things. But at the same time, you want to be consistent. You want the guys to feel good about things that they got to do, especially in a critical time like that, first playoff game. You want them to feel good about what we're doing.
Did you guys have a conversation about Blake running the ball? Like, or is that just him winging it?
It came up. It was one of those things. It definitely came up. It was one of those things. The great thing about Blake is he has these legs on him that really can change the momentum of a game. And it just kind of came down, going into the win, it was if you had a clean shot at it, clean, perfect throw, go ahead and take it. If not, take off and run. And he started doing that very well and then kind of switched to some of those read options and stuff like that. And he made those things work. And, I mean, that's a good thing about Blake. He makes things work.
The slant to Fournette early, did that feel like it just barely missed being a huge play?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it looked like if he would have got that one, I think he would have been out the gate. It was a rough catch, though. There was a guy kind of in the window, but if he would have got that, it would have been exciting to see what would have happened.
What gives you gives you confidence about this run game right now that it can maybe bust out this week?
I would say with our run game, the run game's a unique thing. It's always one of those things you have to be happy with a two-yard gain. So I think it's just kind of like you always talk about. It's always like you're kind of like, okay, one's going to happen here pretty soon, and you're going to get that long run. And I think that the big thing is just committing to it, because I think when you commit to it, it gets you a better third down situation, even if you get 2 yards and 2 yards. And so I think you just keep on rolling with it and just keep on showing that you're going to do that and put stress on the defense to be perfect every play and fit every single play.
Is it hard for you not to stay that committed to it? Do you find yourself going, the heck, oh no, I got to stay,
I think I always try to set a plan for what I want to do. Each week I kind of go in with what I'm trying to focus on. Sometimes it's passing the ball a lot. Some of the games that we've come out, we've thrown the ball a whole bunch, that was the plan. That's how we wanted to get after that team and that opponent. I think every week you kind of set it and you stick with it and you want to be true to it, because that's how you kind of presented it to the guys. And sometimes you got to adjust off of it and do some things, but you always want to try to stay true to your plan as much as possible.
Other than the adjustments that you have to make,
I think there's certain times are, especially early in the game, I think for sure. I think when you have that time to come onto the sideline and adjust, you don't. It's one of those things that if all of a sudden you go out there and they're all ready for something and you just totally go off the reservation, I think they'll be like, what the heck is this guy doing? But I think it's a little bit more important to, especially early in the game, to get everybody kind of in that rhythm and, hey, let them know, hey, we're going to roll with this and then we'll adjust off of it. I think that's always the important thing.
Was saying that they barely looked at the first game, Steelers, Jaguars. How much did your staff look into that?
It was in there within the cut-ups and stuff, but I think that when you look at it, it was a long time ago. I mean, that was, I think it was all the way back week 5 or 6, and a lot has happened in 10 weeks. The Steelers are just, they're a great football team, and I think that they have shown that year in and year out, and you just got to make sure, you got to see. They do so many different unique things. You just have to get a beat on what they're doing and what's been going on the past couple weeks.
56 sacks for them, led the league. Are they a blitz team more so than early in the year, or how did they get there?
No, they're a blitz team. They're definitely unique in the different things they do. I think that's the biggest challenge. It's going to be a huge challenge for us offensively, is they do so much and so such unique different things, is that they're going to put people all over the field. They're going to have different packages. Third down's going to be a challenge, and that's what they do really well at. That's kind of been their forte for years, is they're going to get their guys in positions to all of a sudden sneak a guy free and have a free run at the quarterback, and we just have to make sure we limit those.
You had Marquise was able to play a lot of snaps, come off his injury. Did you see him take steps forward the last couple of practice?
Definitely. I'm excited. You know, Marquise now kind of had that game. It was everybody's first playoff game. You know, everybody's going to take a breath, and everybody's got a little bit healthier. And now I'm excited to see what Marquise is going to do this week.
Do you think guys were tight for pressing early on?
I don't think so. I don't want to say so. I think it'd be hard to say that they might not have been. I mean, it's a first playoff game. It's a completely different environment. I mean, the stadium itself was – that was one of the most fun game I've ever been a part of. And, I think they did kind of relax a little bit. I think it was one of those things for all of them just to kind of, hey, let's relax, just stay with the plan. And I think when they kind of got that rolling, it made them feel a little bit better. But it didn't seem that. It just, you know, some things will roll, some things don't.
Do